anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. By the way, the show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's absolutely no better way to treat your cat and bond with your cat than with a great treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it in your pet stores. You can find it at Vitacraft.us or you can find it at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats giving your dog a healthier life. Enter promo code PETS in the promo box to save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. We hope you're listening on your favorite radio station, but you can also listen in several other places like Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Or check us out at TalkinPets.com. This is Talkin' Pets. Welcome to America. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
And we want to talk with you about your pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Jasmine, the dog trainer, is in the house at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. So pick up the phone and give us a call. So I don't know if everybody has seen this or if you've seen it, but the flash floods in Texas have taken, I think they said over, 32 people have lost their lives.
Oh, my gosh.
And a majority of them were kids. I guess there was a girls' camp where there was a bunch of girls camping, and the water has just washed away, like, a lot of the kids.
Oh, my gosh, that's awful.
I mean, it's tragic what's going on in the environment out there, and to think that we're not having climate change or effects to this, you know, to our planet, you got to think twice. I don't know why people don't believe in it. There's a lot of catastrophes everywhere. And, yes, there is more news, and there's more possibilities of finding out about news now with social media and everything else, but still, there are definitely tragic events happening everywhere. And speaking of that, Jasmine the dog trainer, it's hard when you're, for instance, the girls camping, it was a girls camp, weren't aware of what was coming. But if you're at home, what do you do in the instance where you've got floodwaters coming and you've got pets? I mean, your dogs, for instance, should you run through a scenario to be prepared, especially the way, you know, Mother Nature has been fighting back? Do you have a crate ready? And then
you should always have, like, if you live somewhere like where we live, where we get hurricanes and stuff, we have to be prepared for the season, right? So I guess it would be the same if you live somewhere that's prone to flooding or is now prone to flooding. Might not have previously been.
Right.
But you always want to have...
I mean, we also know what happened in North Carolina and all that time when Hurricane Helene went through in Atlanta and all.
You should always, if you have pets, you should always have a bag packed... Yeah, we have a ghost in here.
Yeah.
You should always have a bag packed for them. To be ready to grab in a hurry that has food in it, treats, some of their medication if they need medication. And, of course, if you've got cats or smaller dogs, like a crate that you can put them in. Birds, like when I had Alice, my parrot, I kept one of her little carrion crates to grab ready and, you know, have everything that I need with her.
That's the hard part when you're not, like, ready for something coming. If there's something like a hurricane, like you mentioned, coming, or like even tornadoes, you know they're in the area, or there might be warnings, but you know how most people think, it's not going to be me, you know, everything's going to be okay. But I find it to be better that you think it's going to be you. So this way you start to prepare.
Right.
Or, you know, because if you always think, oh, that's going to be the other person, then you and your pets are going to, you know, come to a demise.
Right. My grandmother has this saying. She says, like, when you tell her something, she says, well, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I'm like, okay.
That's a good solid advice. Yeah. It's a good thing to remember.
Yeah, but you have to make sure that you are prepared. As a pet owner, it's our duty and responsibility to do what we can to keep them safe, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing is I've got three cats. So I've got parrots and all, and I mean, on the birds, my birds are not clipped.
Yeah.
Worst came to worst, I would open up the doors and, you know, if I had to. I mean, if there was no way of saving them or whatever, I would open the cages.
Yeah.
But my cats, you know, as far as I know, they're not good swimmers. So I would have to have crates prepared. And I do. I have crates set, you know, that this way I can put them in there and go. And I do have a plan of where I would go with them, which is higher ground.
Yeah.
And thankfully, it's my friend April there. She doesn't flood in her area or never has. But then again, look at Texas right now.
I know. Ugh.
So, I mean, and it is good to, like, set aside, like you said, food and water and everything like that. And you want to make sure that you bring water that maybe fill up your own tap water or bottled water, something that they're used to drinking. Because I know if you go to a different area of, like, your city or go to another state, the water's not the same.
Right.
And I noticed, like, some animals won't drink it or...
Interesting.
Or they will actually possibly get a parasite from it. It all depends. So it's good to keep their own water.
I hadn't thought of that. Because, you know, I recently moved at the beginning of the year. And my dog will not drink the tap water where I live now. So I give her filtered water, which I usually did anyway. But sometimes I would give her tap water if I didn't have the pitcher.
Animals know.
Yeah.
I mean, they know if there's something in that water that they don't want to, you know, they shouldn't be drinking.
It smells different, too.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom had that when my mom was alive 20 years ago. She went on a vacation with my dad, and she drank the water there. She was so sick.
Oh,
and
no.
And just from drinking the water, the tap water there.
Ugh.
So, I mean, it happens to humans. It happens to our pets. So make sure that you have a set of bottled water. And you can change it out every month or every couple of weeks. So this way it doesn't settle in there forever. So use that advice and be prepared for things that may come your way. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
A heart-wrenching video shared by a Florida animal shelter is breaking hearts on social media. Norma, a four-month-old puppy, so overwhelmed by fear that she has completely shut down, is waiting for a home at the Humane Society of Broward County in Fort Lauderdale. Her silent plea for a safe haven has resonated deeply with compassionate animal lovers. Our shelter's most frightened dog, the shelter wrote in the caption on Facebook, only 4 months old and already completely shut down. She doesn't bark, she doesn't cry, she just freezes. Norma needs a quiet, patient home. The shelter highlighted the tragic reality of Norma's early life. The world is just too scary for her. Norma is only 4 months old, but already life has taught her to be afraid. She spends her days frozen in her kennel, too scared to move. We have to carry her outside because she won't walk on her own. She doesn't cry, she doesn't bark, she's just afraid. This isn't how puppyhood is supposed to feel. Despite her overwhelming fear, Norma glimpses of a loving dog. The shelter described her as gentle, sweet, good with other animals, and quick to improve when given soft opportunities to play. This shelter's experience with Norma suggests that, with the right environment and patient support, she can begin to heal and flourish. The right environment? Calm and patient, with soft voices and movements. Norma needs a safe place to learn the world isn't so scary. She's not broken, she's just scared, and she's trying. Comments from sympathetic viewers quickly poured in, offering prayers and suggestions, praying for a good human to open their heart and home to this beautiful sweetheart. Just need a good human with patience and a good heart. Another commenter, familiar with helping shy rescues, offered practical advice. I have a rescue that is now 4 years old, and she is very shy with people except me, but very friendly when dogs that come in and out of my house. I tried putting a calming collar on her, and I'm not going to say it's made a huge difference, but she's more receptive to people than she ever was before. It might be a wonderful option for this sweet girl. The shelter is remaining optimistic about Norma's progress. In a comment, they stated, Norma is getting stronger and more brave every day. Though she is sweet and scared inside, she is brave. She is a brave dog waiting to get out and will show up with just the right person and family. She will just need some time to settle in. Norma is available for adoption or fostering to nearby residents, with all information available on shelter's website, www.humanebroward.com. The shelter's plea underscores a crucial point. If you cannot adopt, please share her post. Join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio and visit talkinpets.com for more news. I'm Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. If you've got a question, comment, story, Jasmine, the dog trainer's in the house, here to answer your behavior questions and your training questions about your pets. So pick up the phone. We want to talk to you. So, again, 818-818-6401. I want to ask you about this dog, but before I do, So I'm proud of this company, that company of women, I should say, that I just tied up with this past week. And I had called a rescue company about this little kitten, Shorty, that was in my yard. So to tell the story the way it went, they were going to, they told me to trap Shorty and they would put him in rescue to be adopted because he was just a kitten. So
wait, it was a male?
Yeah. It ended up being a male.
Okay.
And so also, the name of the organization, St. Francis Animal Rescue, they also do trap and release. So Sunny, the female mom cat, I trapped as well. So they ended up coming over. Suzanne came over, and she's one of the women with the group. And there's that I work with, or that I'm helping out with, is Suzanne, Connie, and Penny. And Penny actually has Shorty. And this kitten is so adorable and so playful. It really puts a stamp on the fact that even though it was born in the wild and hung around with its mom in the wild, a kitten can still change and be very playful and love humans. The day that I put him in a crate, he came running through the yard, jumped on my knee because I was crouched down, into my arms, no word of lie. I hugged him, and I was playing with his face, and he just looked at me with those big blue eyes, and he just kept staring at me. And then all of a sudden, he stuck his paw up and touched my nose.
Aww.
And I was about ready to start bawling my eyes out because I knew what I had to do next, which was put him in a crate. And I did. He hated it. To all means, hated it. But when he got to the rescue organization, they neutered him. And also, now he's with Penny, and he's very playful. He's got other kittens to play with. And to my knowledge, he's going to get adopted. A woman's interested in him, and he's actually going to be a medium-haired cat. He's not going to be a short hair.
Well, because his dad has longer hair.
No, the grandmother had long hair.
Oh, okay.
And that's where he must have got it from, because his hair is definitely longer than, you know, I thought he was going to be short hair, but definitely longer. And then anyway, Sunny got spayed. I got her back the other day. I let her back into my yard, although I haven't seen her in a couple of days.
She's like, I don't trust you anymore.
Exactly. That's probably what she's thinking. But she's back. And then it took me a while to trap the dad. I call him Bruiser. And Bruiser has a face that looks like a bruiser.
He looks like he can fight.
Yeah. He was actually very calm.
Really?
But I finally got him in the trap. And Suzanne gave me a way to do it. Not only put the food in, because he didn't go in for the food, but as soon as I sprayed some catnip by the food, he went in.
Oh, okay.
I got him, he's neutered, and now he is back out in my yard as well. But they can't procreate any longer.
Good.
And that's what people need to do. Yeah. So if you have a trap and release program, please take part in it, because I know the women have told me that there's people in my area that don't like it. They want the cats to be intact, but you don't understand. These are cats are like rats. They will keep procreating over and over and over again. And so make sure, get involved with a trap and release program. But give us a call if you've got questions, 818-818-6401.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Out of Winchester, UK, a much-loved female tiger at Marwell Wildlife died after sustaining fatal injuries during her introduction with a male tiger named Pasha. The zoo made the sad announcement to Facebook followers on Monday, writing, "It is with sad, deep sadness we share the news of the death of our female Amur tiger, Valentina. Unfortunately, Valentina sustained fatal injuries during an introduction with our male tiger, Pasha. Valentina was a much-loved and charismatic character of the zoo family who captured the hearts of our teams and guests alike," explaining how the 8-year-old tiger was killed in a quick altercation with Pasha. "Introducing big cats always carries significant risk, both in zoos and in the wild. Since Pasha's arrival in February, our animal team has been observing both tigers closely and had noticed encouraging behaviors with no signs of aggression. Our expert teams were monitoring the situation closely, were well prepared, and acted swiftly to draw Pasha away. However, due to the speed and nature of the incident, it was not possible for our highly experienced team to intervene, and Valentina had already been fatally injured. Pasha was not severely injured during the altercation. Staff is grieving the loss of beloved tiger," Marwell Wildlife said. "She will be deeply missed by her keepers, who formed a strong bond with her, our veterinary team, wider Marwell teams, and our guests. We do ask at this difficult time that our teams are given the necessary time to process this situation. Our priority is the well-being of our teams and ensuring Pasha receives the care he needs. Rest in peace, Valentina." Join us on Facebook and at Talkin' Pets Radio, and visit TalkinPets.com for more news. I'm John Patch.
In an unexpected turn of events, last Friday, members of the State Highway Patrol found themselves in pursuit of an unusual suspect, a pig, on a busy roadway in Chaplin, about 20 miles northwest of Columbia. The circumstances surrounding how the pig ended up on the road, or who the owner might be, remains unclear. However, the state troopers successfully managed to corral the pig, ensuring it was unharmed in the process. Officials reported that the pig has since been found a new home, Congratulations to the pig. Join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio and visit TalkingPets.com for more news. I'm Devin Leach.
Here we go. go again.
To the rescue!
The goblins want the money, and the money's in the piggy bank.
Everyone is on the run.
Let's ham it up.
Very funny, goblins want the money.
But our piggy pal is still ahead.
Most surely, right up for me.
Pick on someone else instead.
Where's the fire?
It's no ordinary race.
I'm so tired.
What a piggy piggy chase. Friends in trouble.
Someone help me see the play.
Trouble.
Fred's in trouble. Fred's in trouble. Fred's in trouble. Fred's in trouble. Fred's in trouble.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. You can watch that video of these cops trying to get this pig in the middle of the highway on our Facebook, or actually on our website, talkinpets.com, T-A-L-K-I-N pets.com. It's pretty funny. But they got the pig, and it didn't get run over, so that was a good thing.
Let the games begin!
So this is game time, and if you can identify what creature makes this sound, then you're a winner. And if you're a winner, you get to pick out a prize. If you have cats, you can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. You can also go, if you have dogs, Good Pets Foods. It's supplement treats, and they will send you the daily probiotic, the hip and joint, and the multivitamin to try. We also have a giraffe pendant. I don't know. I turned in giraffe.
Giraffe pendant.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. But...
I'm trying to spice
my
it
past
up.
Life just came out of
yeah,
me.
Right.
We have a giraffe pendant you can go with. We have a dog book or cat book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD, a song CD of reptiles. We have the class of a water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a keychain bracelet from Kayla's Creations. And this one's for a dog mom. And Devin, you got over there for... a small dog, a harness, like a chihuahua type size.
Yep.
So you could go with that as well. So those are your choices. Did I forget anything? No. Okay, so you get to choose from those if you can identify this creature. Apparently the creature is dead.
Oh, no.
Jeez, so dark.
What? I think I might have just got eaten. What creature makes that sound?
That's Shadow sleeping, obviously.
Actually, you know what? That could be Summer. She snores.
The wild beast.
When she's asleep, Summer, my cat, she snores like crazy.
Aww.
So that's the beast. And if you can identify what makes that sound, pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, and we will set you up with a prize. 818-818-6401 if you can identify that creature. I will say that it has like a very close identical other species, but this particular one has a round snout rather than a pointed one. 818-818-6401. Devin knows what it is. 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? Pick up the phone, give us a call, and give it a shot. So the trap and release programs, you do see them around the country. People do participate in those. And, you know, I would not poo-poo on anything like that because I think it's a great thing. Now, I'll give an example. I don't think she's listening. So, but there is a woman in my area that has about 15 cats that she's feeding, and she won't let the women come to trap and release. And all they're doing, no cost to anybody, they do it out of the organization. And if you could help the organization, like I said, it's St. Francis Animal Rescue where I'm at. But basically, they spay and neuter them and release them right back into your yard or wherever they were.
Yeah.
It just basically prevents them from having more kittens.
Right.
And if you know the life cycle of a cat, they can keep producing kittens.
They can have kittens. They have two litters in the same year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they can pump out one litter and already have another one ready to go.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
that's crazy.
And so, yeah, just if you see the program, please take part in it. It's called Trap and Release. TNR programs
sure
out
they
there.
They appreciate donations as well.
And they do, yeah, because everything is, you don't have to worry about anything. Everything's taken care of. And the kittens will be, kittens are always, for the most part, adoptable. So they are, if they're old enough, they'll be spayed and neutered as well. And then they'll be adopted out to good families, which is, you know, it was the right thing to do, even though I was in love with Shorty. It was the right thing to do because his two siblings got run over by cars. And the other sibling got stolen by teenagers. I don't know what happened to the other sibling. They came right into my yard when I was in the back of the house. And
hopefully they're taking care of it.
I hope
you know?
So. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
But we hear our horror stories, and we report some of them here on the show.
Yeah.
But we're going to go out to Michael in Coos Bay. And Michael has a guess. And I don't know if it's because of the hint or because of the sound. And once again, this is the sound. What creature is that, Michael, that makes that sound?
Well, I think that you're going with something that it sounds like it's exotic, but it's probably not. So I was thinking maybe it was just a warthog. I don't know.
You sure you want to think that it's a warthog?
So, I don't know.
So,
I'm not sure of anything.
Michael, you think it's a warthog. I would have to say...
If I wanted to talk to a vegetable, I would have bought one at the market.
That's a tough
one.
Oh,
no, that one.
Wow. Sorry, Michael.
Those are automated, by the way. We don't pick glasses.
They come out as they come out. Well,
right.
Michael, that is incorrect. But it does take the thought off of anybody else out there that might be thinking. So Michael was incorrect in Coos Bay. If you want to take a shot at it, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. And like I said, it has a distant relative or whatever, kind of this. They look the same to most people, but this one that makes that particular sound has a round snout rather than a pointed snout, which the other one has. So which particular creature is that? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And I will say, you don't want to meet one out in the wild, especially when you're swimming. 818-818-6401. You know, you read that story, too, about the dog that couldn't be adopted, and it was in a shelter, and
mm-hmm.
and it was introverted. It was pushing away from everyone.
It was shut down, yeah.
Yeah, do you find that because the animal, and sometimes they don't know where the animal came from, but... Is a lot of times when you see that happen, the animal was abused in some way?
It doesn't have to be so. You know, they're born with certain temperaments, just like we are born with certain traits to our personalities. So some dogs are more sensitive and timid than others naturally. So you could have a dog that's acting like that, but then we have a litter mate that went through whatever that one went through just the same, but they handle it differently. So that, you know, it's what can happen with us as well. So it doesn't mean that the dog was mistreated. It just means that a lot of things changed. You know, its environment was shaken up and it's scared. So if it has anxiety and a lot of change has happened, then, you know, that could be the reason for the shutdown. Doesn't necessarily have to mean that it was mistreated.
So do you think that... With the right person and the right training?
Oh, yeah. You definitely want to make sure that you take a gentle approach with a dog that is experiencing those types of, like, behaviors. Because we don't want to scare them. We want to show them gently that everything is okay.
And sometimes a dog out of fear may actually bite.
Yes.
So you want to be careful on that as well.
Yeah.
But also,
I like that they said, you know, basically a home without kids, because that's what
right.
that dog needs.
Right. And that's good to actually get involved with a dog like that with a trainer in your area.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Jasmine, the dog trainer, she does it, and she has videos online as well.
And I can help on Zoom as well.
Okay. Well, once again, this is Talkin' Pets. Take a guess on that creature. What is it? It wasn't a warthog. 818-818-6401.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting? More social engagement and less social media. And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
You know, Devin, way before you were born,
oh yeah,
when I was a kid, we'd be sitting there watching TV, you know, when you had to get up and change the channels by hand.
I don't know those.
I was my dad's remote control.
So Johnny, was it like a smack on the head? Or
yeah. Johnny, get up and put on NBC. Johnny, get up and put up ABC.
That's back when we had knobs on the TV, right?
Uh-huh. And this song was the end of the night because programming would stop.
They played this song every night?
Yeah, at midnight or like midnight. There would be no broadcast. There'd be no TV after a certain point.
It was just ants running across the screen.
Static.
I told my daughter, I was like, you know, when I was a kid, TV like ended at a certain time. She's like, what do you mean? The channels just didn't work. It was static and like the public service announcement thing. And she was like,
and then
what?
You would get that circle thing.
You couldn't
thing.
Just watch what you... No, you couldn't pick what you wanted to watch. It was TV was off.
And you would get that...
Yes.
By the way... John in North Bend, Oregon. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. So, what creature is that?
Well, the way you described a hint, I'm going to say it's an alligator. It's an alligator.
Congratulations, John. You are right.
Good job.
Alligator has a U-shaped snout, whereas the crocodile has a V-shaped snout. So
exactly.
You're right. So, John, what do you want to go with? Do you have cats, dogs? Do you want a book? We have also have a giraffe pendant. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. I got a CD from Gino Sasani. It's a music CD. And Devin over there has a small harness for a small dog.
What's a giraffe? What was that?
It's a giraffe pendant. It's a pin that you can wear on your lapel. It's actually really cute. And it's two giraffes with their necks intertwined. So it's a love pendant.
Cool. I'll take that.
Okay. You got it coming out to you. We will ship that to you. And please stay on the line and give Sydney your information. And we'll ship it out to you this week.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, John. Thanks for listening. And John was right. It's an alligator.
Thank you for calling and playing along.
And by the way, Karen, sorry, but John got that one. But in regards to the alligator crocodile, in the Northern Territory of Australia, it is legal to own a pet crocodile, and some residents do so, particularly in the Top End. The Northern Territory government issues permits for crocodile ownership, with specific requirements for enclosures and animal welfare. While considered relatively low maintenance, safety precautions are essential when keeping crocodiles as pets. For instance, legality. The Northern Territory of Australia is one of the few places where owning a pet crocodile is legal. Permits? The NT, Northern Territory, government issues permits for keeping crocodiles with specific requirements for enclosures and animal welfare. Enclosures? Owners must have purpose-built enclosures that meet certain standards such as robust materials to prevent escapes. Low maintenance? Well, pet crocodiles are considered relatively low maintenance, with owners often feeding them once a week during the wet season and less during the dry season. As for safety, despite being relatively low maintenance, safety precautions are essential when keeping crocodiles. In the Northern Territory lifestyle, crocodiles are seen as part of the unique lifestyle and culture. Bonding and affection, some owners describe forming bonds and experiencing a degree of affection with their pet crocodile, seeing them as intelligent and even capable of recognizing their names. Unique and interesting pets, crocodiles are considered captivating and entertaining pets, offering a different experience from one common domestic animal like dogs or cats. Appreciation for their intelligence and personalities? Owners often appreciate the intelligence of these animals and recognize their distinct personalities. Connecting with the natural world? Well, some find a connection to the long history of crocodiles as a species and their role in the ecosystem. And a sense of saving or conserving, some owners see keeping a crocodile as a way to provide a safe home for animals that might otherwise be cold or face dangers in the wild. Join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio and visit TalkinPets.com for more news. I'm John Patch.
Never smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat and stop to talk a while. Never run, walk away. Say good night, not good day. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile.
So I gotta ask you guys, if you lived in Australia, and apparently in the North Territory, you have the option to have a pet crocodile. Would you have one?
Yes.
Oh, you would have anything.
No.
I would put it, yeah, I would make a moat around my house and have crocodiles in it.
So nobody can come visit?
Yes.
Antisocial much?
just a bit.
No hesitation, yes.
I'm not going to Jasmine's house. I might get eaten.
It's wet well, season. Come on over.
I don't
over.
Know if yeah. I ever told you, but I totally want a panther. I want a pet panther. I want a guard panther in my
no.
house. Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because.
Can you imagine?
Get a cat.
No, I
yes.
need, no.
Right here. There's someone.
No, I want a. I want a panther.
this
John.
Is where this is
Somebody,
where we differ.
If someone breaks into my house and they're met with a panther, I think they would immediately leave.
True, but depending if you have a big dog, they would do the same.
I don't know.
But a panther.
I feel like a panther is no, way more panthers, of a deterrent.
Panthers are gorgeous. There's no doubt about it, but they're wild. They're not kept
I would train
as
it,
house
John.
Pets. No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
I worked with Chippy Hedren from the birds and all, and no.
Okay, so a monkey it is.
Not a monkey either. You're cut off. Anyway, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And exotics belong in the wild, not in your home. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Weitz.
818-818-6401. Write that number down. Same pet time, same pet channel on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets.
So long, farewell,
the views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.